Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is David Clark, CEO of Document Capture Technologies, which trades under the ticker symbol DCMT on the OTC bulletin board. Thanks for joining us today, David.
Well, hi, Juan, and thank you for having me.
Great. Start off by giving us a short intro on the company.
Really, the best way to envision DCT is that the company is an IP-driven, worldwide leader in the design, development, and sales of next-generation mobile image scanning devices.
And how does your device help companies save money?
Well, what's interesting is that in today's challenging times, our products have really found their stride. And they're all about ease of integration and efficiency. And it depends on the application that the products are being used in, which range from finance to transportation to healthcare and various others. But what they do is they speed up the process, eliminate various potential pitfalls for human error and input, and basically accelerate, in many cases, the invoicing and payment process.
And talk about some of the industries in which the company is now going into. I know you just had the deal with Punch, and so you're going into the transportation industry. So, yeah, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Punch deal is very similar in many ways to a deal we announced just a few months ago with Qualcomm in the transportation
Correct.
Industry. And when explaining this to people, they view it as, well, what about UPS and FedEx where you sign that little handheld tablet to recognize that you've received a shipment? That works efficiently in onesie, twosie, and small deliveries. But what most people don't recognize, yet swerve off the road from the giant 18-wheelers that are pervasive out there, is that bulk delivery is a very significant industry, and transportation and logistics are all about efficiency. Traditionally, truck driver with a trailer full of goods would drop in multiple locations pallets of product, and they would receive various different bills of lading signed saying that that product had been received and everything was appropriate. And it was until that driver got back to the depot with that documentation that the company would have to wait to start the invoicing process. And with OmniVision, which is the division of Qualcomm, and Punch Telemetrics, what they have designed and developed, and they do, is really provide in-cab solutions, basically the computer system in the cab. And with the integration of our small footprint, lightweight scanning devices, allow for the scanning of those invoices right on site, which therefore accelerates the payment process.
So talk some of the other industries the company is going into, as well as some of the trends in the market and how well-positioned the company is.
Sure. The interesting thing about our products is that they've really been enabled in a significant way about by the ubiquity of broadband. 5 years ago when I became involved in the company, the majority of people were on dial-up. Which didn't allow for attaching large PDF files and sending them online. Now we all take that for granted and do it regularly.
Sure.
In addition to that, there's been various compliance and regulatory events that have happened that have cleared the way for the digital revolution as paper to digital and ways that it can create efficiencies. Right now, 50% of our business is in the healthcare industry, and that is really through ID verification and fraud avoidance, which is a significant issue and should matter to all of us because it impacts the fees we pay for healthcare. But what it basically does is allows the healthcare provider, the small doctor's office, to receive the insurance card and photo ID And instead of taking it and putting it on a copy machine and then taking that copy and sticking it in one of those files in the archives in the back, the ID and the health insurance card are scanned, and then they are digitally implemented within the system that basically manages the entire process. Now, not typical to some, but to many, what happens at that point is the individual then goes and sits down and hands the paperwork over to a friend, a relative, or somebody over them than themselves to receive the medical care. And they go through the process and receive the care. What's being implemented now is that identification is being verified at multiple points during the process. When they meet with a doctor, when they go to get an MRI, when they go to get an X-ray, they can pull up the actual ID that was accompanied the health insurance card and the insured at each point during the process. It's also being utilized to accelerate copayment and payment by insurance companies to small practices. So that's a huge opportunity. An even bigger opportunity that we've recognized is a legislation called Check 21, which allows the digital clearing of checks, basically. And what that means is let's say that you have a chain of stores of, 1,000 stores with 10 cash and wraps in each, or you have something as small as an apartment building with 10 tenants, and you receive, 10 checks a month. What this would allow is for your financial institution to provide a scanning device, one of our low-cost entry-level scanning devices, and it would allow you to basically, when you received a check, scan it and deposit it online. And what's exciting about that is that within 6 hours, those funds become available to you in your account because it's being handled electronically. But as importantly, it allows you a quicker time to react for those checks that don't have the funds to back them up. So, and this remote deposit capture industry is truly in its infancy, and there's millions and millions of small businesses out there, and ultimately it's perceived that this capacity, this capability will be available to the average consumer that receives checks.
And what differentiates document capture from other companies in your sector? Is it the patent technology, or is it service?
It's really all the strongest leg of the table, of course, is the IP. We were fortunate to secure IP, currently in excess of 25 patents with additional pending, that protect our USB-driven lightweight mobile image scanning devices. As importantly as that, we've been able to grow as a company to offer excellent service and integrate along with our products best-in-class software development kits, or SDKs as they're called. And what this does, and this combination of really those three things, is offer the solutions provider the ability to integrate our products efficiently from both a cost standpoint and a time to market standpoint, and really make a difference in their business. So we're very much a facilitator to others' needs and provide solutions to a component of their overall problem.
Great, and talk a little bit about the company's growth. I know you've been you've had a lot of mergers and partnerships, and will you look to more of those, or will you look to grow the company organically now?
Well, we're, right now as a company, we've, in 2008, the company really became focused on key components of its business and key vertical markets from which to approach. We spent a tremendous amount of effort in creating a strong balance sheet. We ended 2008 not only profitable on an EBITDA basis, but also with cash on hand and debt-free. which has positioned the company really in a strong way on a platform from which to grow. And being that our share count outstanding is only 18.4 million, we have many different opportunities from which to grow, whether it be bringing in additional dollars to support rapid growth, increasing shareholder value by greater returns, you know, on an organic basis, or potentially using some of our cash, our currency as shares, or all the above to make strategic acquisitions. Ultimately, I think because of the types of relationships, and I'll speak towards Unisys, which is a multi-billion dollar worldwide leader of technology, we've been validated to the point where we can no longer fly under radar as a small company. So the company is very cognizant that that ultimately there could be suitors at the door that may want to acquire us.
Certainly. And perhaps you can walk us through your experience and background as well as that of some of the key management team at DCT.
Sure. My experience, really, I cut my teeth in the video gaming industry and was involved with Sony just prior to the PlayStation launch and went from there to Acclaim Entertainment, basically the creator of Mortal Kombat and NBA Jam and some of the other popular games, at which point I left Acclaim and was involved in starting two companies, each of which were later sold to Take-Two Interactive, recognized worldwide for its Grand Theft Auto franchise. Was president of distribution there and on the board of directors. And after that, basically became involved in a startup company that was internet-based in the residential real estate markets, raised in excess of, $35 million and made several acquisitions. And then ultimately from that grew the company to close to, 250 employees with offices throughout the United States. And investors such as AOL, Bank of America, FBR, and world-class investors. Unfortunately, the internet, as you know, changed dramatically for some. This company was involved in that, and the assets were ultimately sold to Bank of America. But it was after that point that I became involved here at Document Captures just 5 years ago, and have since aggressively worked to increase shareholder value.
And do you think that right now investors do understand the general direction that the company is headed in?
Yes, we've engaged an IR group and are aggressively communicating with our shareholders on a daily, weekly, but sometimes daily basis of all the unique and exciting things that we have happening and the direction that the company is going. We really believe it's important that our shareholders, both new, old, and potential, have a complete understanding of the potential and how we're working to achieve it.
Great. And in terms of some of these upcoming milestones, what specific objectives has management set for the company over the next year?
Well, in the simplest form, what management can do best for the company at this point and its shareholders to increase shareholder value is to focus on the expansion of sales, obviously, and increase shareholder awareness and informing our shareholder base. At this point, the company is very sound from a fiscal standpoint, which is unique in these challenging times. But with a strong balance sheet, the right product, and what we believe is really the right timing, and timing, as we all know, is very important. And in the addition of our chairman, retired three-star Rear Admiral, Ed Straw, and Bill Hawkins, our president, and Carolyn Ellis, our CFO, all of who are uniquely and highly qualified, we've been able to really create a platform from which to rock and roll moving forward. Another interesting factoid is that we closed out 2008 fully Sarbanes-Oxley compliant. While it's not required until the end of 2009, our tight controls and overhead control and real focus on the business have allowed us to do that. And we think it's very important because when the average consumer or investor is looking at a potential company to invest in, they have to become comfortable that that all the controls are in place and that that the ship is being steered in a positive direction.
Great. And once again, joining us is David Clark, CEO of Document Capture Technologies, trading on the OTC Bulletin Board, ticker symbol DCMT, currently trading at 48 cents a share. The company saw an increase of generated cash flow from operations from $36,000 to $1.4 million from Q1. And before we conclude, David, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider DCMT as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Clean balance sheet, no debt, cash on hand. Tremendous growth opportunity in verticals with tier one partners like Unisys, Qualcomm, Punch Telemetrics, and worldwide demand for our products.
Well, great. Sounds good. And thanks for updating us today. And we do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress.
Thanks. I appreciate your time.